You're listening to Burst, Bournemouth's internet radio station.
Hello, listeners. My name is Liana, and today we have a special program to you. We are all used to Brazilian Trash Hour, where I can put songs with trashy lyrics so you can all laugh with me and see how Brazilian songs can be controversial. But today, we're going to have a twist. I'm here with the Russian correspondent. You know him already. His name is Nikita. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
And today we're going to do a special show about trashy Russian songs. So, Nikita, you're going to lead for us today, and I hope you enjoy it. And I guarantee it's going to be very funny.
Yes, I hope the same.
So, let's start. What's the first song about?
I would like to start with from whom this song is. So, this song is from one really famous, like incredibly famous Russian artist. He acted himself like he's a god in a Russian music scene. He's like a god for the women who is in their 40s or 50s because he represents like the idol man for them. He's like in a good physical conditions. He has a cross here. A big cross, yes, and he has like a very tiny beard.
Okay.
Yes, and he all the time sings love songs, where he thinks that he will do everything for the women, not just for one, for every woman. Yes, so he will make them happy and satisfied in their very boring lives. So sometimes these women on his concert, they have a real ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, after listening to his song. So the first song will be exactly about this.
Okay, and what's the name of the song and the artist?
So the song or the artist, his name is Stas Mikhailov.
Okay.
So just name and surname. And the name of the song is Everything For You.
And in Russian?
Все для тебя.
Для тебя рассветы. для тебя, рассветы и туманы для тебя, моря и океаны для тебя, цветочные поляны для тебя. Лишь для тебя горят на небе звезды для тебя, безумный мир наш создан для тебя.
Okay, so now I would like to describe some lyrics. The whole idea and the lyrics in the chord is about that this man will do everything for his woman. So everything like give you all the stars from the sky, all the seas and oceans for this woman, all the fogs and sunrise, sunset, so all this romantic stuff is for his woman, and also he is for his woman. And if you listen to the song carefully, you can imagine the woman, she's divorced, she's 45 years old, she has two sons, one daughter, and
one cat,
one cute cat, yes. And this cat is sitting just now near her,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And also this woman now drinking some wine, or if everything is worse, she drinks vodka, of course, alone, yes. And listening to this guy who makes her soul crying, yes, and thinking about some good future or good past times.
So you said that this guy made a lot of success in internet. He has like, is this one that has?
No, I think the other one, but this one has a lot of success in selling his discs,
mm-hmm.
His albums, and also selling tickets. So if you would like to visit his concert in Russia, and I'm sure that you won't after this chart, You should try to buy your tickets 3 months before the concert. Yes, or fight women fan clubs for the spare ticket. As I understand, the producers found him from nowhere, just from some poor club, from some small towns, and made him to be like a hero. And now he has a really like castle in Moscow, a real, not like a flat, like a real castle, yes. And he was married in France. I have seen the photos of his wedding.
You checking the gossips?
Yeah. So he all his guests, they were sailing on a big like boat, just in a Seine, the real in France, yes. And just in front of the most popular places in the center of Paris, he was sailing on a boat with all the guests. So he's you can't imagine how rich he is. And also, this type of music, it's not like a pop music. It's have a little style of Russian criminal music.
Really?
Because in Russia, criminal connects with something romantic.
Really?
Yeah, so criminals, they're romantics. It's not like the gangster rap.
Okay.
To be in a to be prisoned, it's like, oh, it's my way of life, and I choose it by my own. Yes, so we call this music style, not pop songs, chanson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have heard, because chanson originally came from France.
Okay.
Yes, there's some artist, he's like, Edith Piaf. So they are singing in this style.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move to the next song.
Okay. Our next song is actually for the same target audience.
Okay.
As previous one. I decided to make our conversation logically constructed. But this is a song from a woman. The artist is a woman. And Now she sings about the man, and she becomes popular only after this song. So let's listen to the song, and then I will describe some lyrics.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
Okay, the artist, her name is Natalie, and the name of the song in Russian it's "О боже, какой мужчина," and in English, "Oh my God, what the man."
So, this song has 41 million views in YouTube.
Yes. I showed Lena the evidence of this. Yes.
And so, what's the lyrics from this amazing song?
So, the lyrics is that, "Oh my God, what's the perfect man. I want to have a son from you. I want to have a daughter from you. And that's all." And also in her song, she describes the woman could be happy if only... she has a man with her, and when she describes this man, she said that this is a Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp in one person. So, I agree with this. It's a good combination, of course, even if separately they're okay. Yes. So, also about the artist, she was popular at 90s, and you can understand that actually the style of this song is also like from 90s, a little with some accent of disco music, and everyone forget about her for 15 years, but then also people, some producers find her. Now she's older than 40, mm-hmm. 40 years old, and they wrote the song for her, and it became dramatically popular in Russia. Everyone knows about this song, and this song is only 2 or 3 years old.
Okay, so let's move on to the next song that is about drinking. It's called, translates kind of vodka.
Yes, yes. So the name of the song is Shot of Vodka on the Table. The artist name is Grigory, and surname is Leps. Like Grigory Leps.
Okay.
Yes, and... this song is for same target audience,
oh,
as well. But this song is not so bad. When you listen, that the music is okay. It's really original song. But why I put this song in my chart? Because I don't like this song. This song is also stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's listen to the song.
Okay. So let's listen to it, and then you can judge it by yourself.
По улицам пошла звездной поступью цариц, слов и чист простота у небесного моста раскидала перья птиц. Не забудутся никем разни губ, обиды глаз. Забери меня в свой плен, эту линию колен целовать последний раз. Только рюмка водки на столе, ветер плачет за окном. Женских лиц. Пусть глаза мои молчат, молча смотрят на луну. Если кто поймает взгляд, поторопится назад. Сам не знаю, почему. Отзываются во мне.
have to say that I didn't understand anything, but I felt the pain. The song is really deep, I have to say.
Yeah, so this song represents Russian soul.
Okay.
Yes, especially when the soul is drunk. Yes, so imagine in Russia, people know the song, so most of people know about the song, and this is the most popular song in karaoke clubs, in restaurants. All the time, people sing this song, and even if they don't have music, they will start singing it without music. The lyrics describes that this guy has only shot of vodka on his table and the night outside, where the wind is crying and the moon is shouting in pain. Yes, so all this environment is very sad. Actually, I don't know what troubles he has in his life. Does he want to solve all his problems or not? I don't think so. He just have vodka, and vodka will help him for some time.
Yeah, I think everyone, like lots of people, can identify to this situation.
Yeah.
Like someone at this point has already been drunk and sad about something and just cry on the table. And
yeah. There are a lot of good songs, like Everybody Hurts.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you also can be drunk or not, and when you listen to the song will support
like your
mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but this song in Russia, it's like the only one and unique, not the only one and unique, but the most famous and popular for this kind of mood.
Oh,
yeah.
The one that plays and everyone knows how to sing.
Yeah, so not me, because I don't listen this kind of songs, but some people, like in the age of my parents, they can be together, not only alone, and drinking, have a table with food. And the reason for having dinner could be like someone's birthday. But then they start talking about some problems in their life, start have deep thoughts, and one can start singing "Tolka," and everyone will support him, and they will sing the whole song. Yeah.
Well, that's really nice. So the next song.
Okay. Actually, I have no ideas who is the artist. Lena, you can help me. Or we'll tell our listeners later who is the artist, because I don't know what about this song. No sense at all.
Okay.
The name of this song is Name 505.
Okay. And in Russian, how do you say it?
Ime. And 505 is 505.
You're listening to Burst.
И опять попытаюсь расставить все точки, попытаюсь понять или даже принять заморочки. 505, 505, расставался с тобой я тысяч, но опять и опять попытаюсь на сердце я высечь.
Имя любимое мое, твое имя, имя любимое мое, и непобедимая любовь моя.
Моя любовь. Имя любимое мое, твое имя, имя любимое мое, и непобедимая любовь моя, моя имя, имя любимое твое, мое любимое, имя любимое мое, твое имя, имя любимое мое, и непобедимая любовь моя.
Okay, so you just listened to Ina Mina Mayo, something like that.
Yes, I checked the name. I was right. The name of the song is Name 505, and the name of the band is Time and Glass.
Time and Glass.
Yes, Time and Glass. Why this song is weird and also popular? Because if you are Russian or you understand Russian language, after just one time listening to the song, you will have the song the whole day long in your mind. And also, the people who create the song use the method when you use the words with a similar pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in English, the words of the song is like, my favorite name is exactly your name. But in Russia, it's имя любимое мое, твое именно. So
they play with the words that like similar pronunciation. But
yeah, yeah. The similar pronunciation also later, further, there are the words with the similar endings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they sing it very fast. So this song popular not among the older generations, among young people. And in every Russian club, you can hear this song. So I have never heard about this group before. They just appeared, and I think there will be a group of one song, but this one song will give them money for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One hit wonder.
Yeah. Yes. And why it's name 505?
Yeah, that's
because
what
the guy who was singing the rap part of the song, he sing and опять, и опять, and then
okay.
In English. Yes, they one time more plays playing with a similar pronunciation of the words.
Oh. Okay.
No, this is untranslatable, really.
Yeah. So, okay, moving on then.
Okay, yes. I think this song has like 40 million or more in YouTube. They're very cheap video. They just put the camera. I know that Russia is well known about using the camera inside of the car.
Yep.
Yes. To film the traffic situation.
Yeah.
But then they put this camera not to the road.
Oh, to the driver.
To the driver, yes, and passengers. There is three girls. Why the video clip is popular? They singing all the way. They're pretty girls. And they're in dresses, short skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine if you put the camera.
Right.
Yes.
Oh my
you
God.
You can see not only the skirts and the dresses.
Okay.
You can see also, sorry, underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen about, not listen about, listen the song.
Oh, what's the name of the song?
The artist is Серебро, which means silver, like Argentum.
Mm-hmm.
You should be very common with this name about because Argentina.
Oh, right.
Argentina. Okay. The name of the song is Mother Luba. Luba is Russian name. Let's go.
Okay, let's go then. We'll be right back. This song has some naughty lyrics.
Yeah.
Would you translate, please?
Yes. The lyrics is about that the girl met with a boy and they were alone at his house. And then his mother appeared and named the girl with a very bad word. And she sings, Mother Luba. Luba is the name of mother. Like, let's go. But also you can translate go away. Yes, the whole song about this. What else I can say about this song? Okay, this song is popular among young people. Yes, they were original because they were the first who decided to make a video clip inside of the car using like a GoPro cam and filming themselves, not what was happening on the road. Yes, pretty girls, stupid song. The best situation to make the song very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, I can add that they use some swearing words. When you listen, you can hear this pee-pee. Yes, to not make everyone hear the swearing words. I think that's all about the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the next song we're going to listen to, what's the name of it?
У тебя есть борода, я скажу тебе да.
Oh.
If you have a beard, I will say you yes. Like it's your advantage in comparison with other boys. You understand in what case she will say yes.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yes.
And what's the artist?
The artist is Timothy. Timothy is a most famous Russian hip-hop singer, commercial hip-hop singer. So he's famous and also he made one song with Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
really?
Cool.
I don't know what this song is, because I don't care. I really hate this singer. Okay, let's listen to the song and I will tell you why I hate it.
Okay, let's listen to it.
With the Black Star Mafia.
Снэпбэк, тату и борода. Тони Тапора встречает города. Нас очень любят дамы, их ревнуют господа. Чтоб я покинул клуб один? Да никогда. Я смотрю на ее грудь, она на мою бороду. Она бросает парня, идет в мою сторону. Он не носит бороды, носит усы. Ему не помогли машины и часы. Борода решает вопрос. Жесткий стиль, а не букет роз.
У местных кисок коматоз. На микрофоне Донни, уличный пес. Всем реальным пацанам привет. Я уважаю строго натуральный цвет. Я подписал контракт с Black Star, а не с Gillette. Ведь лучше бороды для мужчины нет, нет.
У тебя есть борода, я скажу тебе да. Я скажу тебе да. Если бороды нет, то и нет мой ответ.
У меня есть борода, и ты скажешь мне да. И ты скажешь мне да. Тебя сводит с ума моя борода.
Ассалам алейкум, алейкум ассалам. Шалом всем московским бородачам. Ты читаешь Тору или чтишь Коран? Или ты просто небритый русский пацан? Береги свою породу и носи бороду. И не брей ее по тупому поводу. Эстафета принята, борода побрита. Что? Отрежь себе и член, не будь как Кончита, да. Твой бородобрей тебе красит бороду. Вы теперь близки, слух идет по городу. Хочешь я дам поносить тебе свою бороду? Стремно краску лить по любому поводу. Уважай наш конгломерат. Здесь каждый бородатый наш брат. И каждая малышка скажет да, если не нарисованная борода.
У тебя есть борода, я скажу тебе да. Я скажу тебе да. Если бороды нет, то и нет мой ответ.
У меня есть борода, и ты скажешь мне да. И ты скажешь мне да. Тебя сводит с ума моя борода.
Я скажу тебе да. Если бороды нет, то и нет мой ответ.
У меня есть борода, и ты скажешь мне да. И ты скажешь мне да. Тебя сводит с ума моя борода. Летний сезон, в деле бородачи. Все в кресло помолчи. Пока лезвие чин, 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 чин. Зимний сезон, в деле бородачи. Сядь в кресло, помолчи. Пока ножницы чин, 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 чин.
У тебя есть борода, я скажу тебе да. Я скажу тебе да. Если бороды нет, то и нет мой ответ.
У меня есть борода, и ты скажешь мне да. И ты скажешь мне да. Тебя сводит с ума моя борода.
So this guy says in his song that, no, actually the girl says that if you don't have a beard, I say no, but if you have a beard, I say yes.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So some background about the artist. His name is Timur. He's from Middle East. No, he's not Russian, but he presents himself like the most famous hip-hop singer from Russia. And his nickname is Timothy. Because Timur is not so cool as Timothy. And he has his own label. Yes, like Black Star Mafia Incorporation.
Really?
Yes. And his team is Black Star Mafia. So there are different members of his team, but they sing like beyond his label.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This guy is really rich. He has a lot of cars, some business. No, he is really, really famous. And in his songs, he sing about some things which is not really true Russian things. Because he's not Russian, all his team members are not Russian as well. A lot of Russian people like his songs and think that they have some cultural values. But this song is very stupid, and the girl just thinks that she will stay with the guy just if he has a beard. And if you watch the video for the song, there's like a bench on the street, one girls, then there is a Russian guy without beard, and they even don't have any eye connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then that big guy with tattoos, like tattoos here on his fist, like Black Star, Sydney here, and they like fell in love immediately because he have a beard.
Okay. Yeah.
But the next song will be from him.
So what's the name on the next song?
The name of the next song is really weird. Three words. In Russian it's Lada Sedan Baklajan. In English it's Lada. It's a name of Russian car. Sedan is a type of modification. And Baklajan is an eggplant. So Lada Sedan Eggplant in English. Let's listen.
Let's listen.
This is Burst.
Lada Sedan, baklajan. Lada Sedan, баклажан.
Лобовуха в хлам, та сидить низко. Корпус по асфальту высекает искры. Копы на хвосте, мы в зоне риска. Я вообще не местный, да и без прописки. Ну а чё, красавчик, меня любит киски. 101 роза, пополняю списки. О, какая же, какие си, слышь? Дай-ка номерок быстро. Нормальный парень ест кебаб, а не суши.
От души, братуха, душевно в душу.
Нормальный парень ловит кайф, когда бьет грушу.
От души, братуха, прилетает в душу.
Городская жизнь, вокруг одни заборы. А я родился там, где одни просторы. Заведу мотор, опущу рессоры. Чем выше горы, тем ниже приоры.
Лада седан, баклажан. Лада седан, баклажан.
Эти длинные ресницы, черные глаза, красотой своей сгубили пацана. Сходим на свидание в лучший ресторан, прокачу на ладе седан.
Ты послушай меня, милый, придержи коня. Спроси у братьев, отпустят ли меня. Я тогда надену платье цвета баклажан. Сяду к тебе в ладу седан.
Черные туфли, белые носки. Со мной только те, кто мне близки. ДПС опять делает мозги. Уходим по дворам, пульсируют виски. И так каждый день, как тренировка. Выбирай, права или тонировка. Едем по разделу или снова пробка. Полный бак бензина, по кайфу обстановка. Дела по телефону, я на волне. На районе, офис чайхане. Ты один с деньгами, приезжай ко мне. Тут нормально, кстати, ковры на стене. Тут все свои, чтоб ты не стеснялся. Ты мурасы, братья, все, кто поднялся. Делаю красиво, чтобы бизнес отбивался. Передаю привет всем, кто заебался.
Лада седан, баклажан. Лада седан, баклажан.
Эти длинные ресницы, черные глаза, красотой своей сгубили пацана. Сходим на свидание в лучший ресторан, прокачу на ладе седан.
Ты послушай меня, милый, придержи коня. И спроси у братьев, отпустят ли меня. Я тогда надену платье цвета баклажан. Сяду к тебе в ладе седан.
Эти длинные ресницы, черные глаза, красотой своей сгубили пацана. Сходим на свидание в лучший ресторан, прокачу на ладе седан.
Ты послушай меня, милый, придержи коня. Спроси у братьев, отпустят ли меня. Я тогда надену платье цвета баклажан. Сяду к тебе в ладу седан.
Лада седан, баклажан.
So, and that was another song from Black Star Mafia.
Yes, and in this song, they just describe the guy. Also, they copy the accent of the people from Caucasus. Mm-hmm. It's a region of Russia in the south. They describe what they like to do. Like, they like these old Russian cars, make some special, very cheap tuning with these cars. And in this song, he described that he wants some girl to sit in his car and drive somewhere, like for the dating.
And his car is the color of an eggplant.
Yes, eggplant. Eggplant, now it's not popular, but it was very popular color in the 90s. If you have like an eggplant Lada, it was really like you have some money. Yes, and your status is high. They use this combination of words because Lada Sedan Baklajan sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yes, because all the endings of the words are similar. Yes, and they also use this. The beginning of the song, you just immediately remember it. Lada Sedan Baklajan. Yes.
And the way he sings is very funny. It's yeah. Very like Middle East.
Yeah, Middle East. So all the song about this, and they in a video which has 53 million of views. I think it's more than all videos of U2, for example, have in general.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like 50 million is more than the population of many countries.
Of many countries.
It's like all the people from one country like saw this video on YouTube. Kind of, if you compare.
It's like 1/3 of population of Russia.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Russia is 140 million people live.
So probably like the only people in Russia that didn't view this video were like in Siberia.
And they're still happy and have a good life. Yeah. So this is a very new song. And okay, they have 53 million of views and they did this only in one day. So the previous one with the Mother Luba, Let's Go, it was also connected with a car and they made it in one day. Mm-hmm. This one, they made it in one day as well. So I can't imagine. Sometimes people spend years to make some great business project. And here they did a movie, the clip, only in one day and have 53 million views.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, that viral videos, you never predict them.
Yeah, and it's not about how low the taste of music for Russian people. No. Okay, 50 million, maybe 25 million people really like this song, but other one just watch the video because it's virus. Mm-hmm. Everyone watched, so I want to watch as well. Yeah, so it's like, you know, the effect of snowball.
Yeah.
So it becomes bigger, bigger, bigger. I don't know. I'm not sure that you in Brazil know the effect of snowball.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We don't have snow there, but we know the effect snowball.
But your snowball is like my fist, not big. Yeah, so everyone, like me, I watched this video only yesterday because I know about the song. And I wanted to watch why it's so popular like this.
And you said it's not an easy decision to choose that most like the trashiest Russian songs for this show.
Yes, because for me all the pop songs, all the new pop songs in Russia, they're trashy because they're all commercial. The people just want to earn money, and these songs they're usually in hit parades only for month, 2 months, and then no one will remember this song. I like songs which are old, because the years of the song support the idea that this song is good, because this song was listened by not only one generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this song has good lyrics, good idea, yes, and provide some emotions for different people for a long time.
Okay, so unfortunately, our special episode of Russian Trashy Songs is coming to an end, and we're going to our last song, which is
Всё будет хорошо, everything will be good,
and
it's like my final wish to our listeners. Yes, the artist is Верка Сердючка.
His name is that thing.
Yeah, it's really good that you say his name.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. I just said.
Yeah, because this is a transvestite?
Transvestite singer.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
But it's not like his idea to be transvestite. It's also, in the real world, he is a man. Yes, but as a singer, he wears a woman.
Oh, so he's like a drag queen.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah. There's like a lot of shows about with these guys. Yeah. So he's playing like a woman, acting like a woman. Like, you know, true Russian woman. Mm-hmm. Very funny, but actually he's from Ukraine. Yeah, so now after some conflicts in the world between Russia and Ukraine, we don't listen him and we don't know about his new songs. Yes, but before he was really popular, very popular. So at all hit parade charts, he was in the first places. And this song is also Russian, in case when Russians have some fun, when Russians meet each other, like, for example, for the New Year's Eve, also drink and want to sing something, but not something deep and sad, like a shot of vodka on the table, they sing this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's listen to it. What bubble, bubble, bubble,
Раз, два, три, эй! боже, не узнать певицу, актрису, схватить за горло. Что ты смотришь?
Пошла,
ну,
давай, пошла.
Ты же тебя задавлюсь, твою материнку. Капоте, еле он меня схватил за горло. Еле.
Если нам скажут, ваш поезд ушел, мы ответим просто, что подождем другого. И чтоб на перроне скучать не пришлось, мы накроем стол и выпьем за любовь. И будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, я это знаю, знаю. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, ой, чувствую, я девки загуляю. Ой, загуляю. Если на утро болит твоя голова, мы скажем прямо, ты не умеешь пить. Но как и некрасиво лечиться одного, но лучше с коллективом выпить по чуть-чуть. И будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, я это знаю, знаю. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, ой, чувствую, я девки загуляю до субботы точно. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, я это знаю. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, ой, чувствую, я девки загуляю. Ой, загуляю. Жизнь такое спорт лото, полюбила, но не то. Выиграла в любви джекпот, присмотрелась идиот. И я для всех накрыла стол, есть киперчик и рассол. Будем мы сейчас гулять, наливать и выпивать. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, я это знаю. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, ой, чувствую, я девки загуляю до субботы точно. Хорошо, все будет хорошо, все будет хорошо, я это знаю. Все будет хорошо, ой, чувствую, я девки загуляю. Ой, загуляю. Давай, Лёня! Давай, давай!
So you just listened to that means everything is good.
Yes, everything is good. Все будет хорошо. So, as I said before, this is the man who acts like a woman. He also from Ukraine. That's why he has a Ukrainian accent. But for Russian people, it's a funny accent. We like it. So the song that everything will be good, just easy life.
What he say on the lyrics?
Like if someone said that your train has gone, we will tell him that we will wait another one. That in any situation in your life, you should keep calm and think that everything will be good. And if in the morning your head has pain because you have drunk yesterday, we will drink some more. Yes, because you know the effect of drinking in the morning. If you drink more alcohol in the morning, you will feel better.
Oh.
You don't know?
I never did that.
Okay. You should try.
Interesting. Thank you for listening to our special episode of Russian Trashy Hour. It was very fun.
Yes. Thank you very much. I really have a great time with Liana and with all listeners.
Yeah. This is our Russian correspondent for Burst. His name is Nikita and he's MA Advertising. Here in Bournemouth University.
Yes, I also want to wish everyone not to listen Russian trashy songs, only once at this program. That is okay. So listen something better, not trashy songs. We have some, really.
Oh, so which band would you recommend, like from Russia, to from people to listen to good stuff?
Okay, I would like to recommend one group which sings in Russian. The name of group is Leningrad.
Mm-hmm.
This is a old name of Saint Petersburg. Yes, like it's easy to remember. Just remember Lenin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
And if you will type it on YouTube, you'll see a lot of videos, good videos. Yes, the last video is really popular, more than 10 millions now on YouTube. Yes. So you don't really need to understand the lyrics. Just watch video and you will understand what's happening. They make fun of stupid people's habits. Yes, this band. And the other one, they're actually not from Russia. They're from Latvia, which is near to Russia. And they have some songs in Russian and in English. I can suggest you to listen. The name of the band is Brainstorm.
Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the style is like Travis.
Oh, okay.
Or the Verve.
The Verve, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, nice. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you very much for staying with us today at Burst.
Thank you.
We hope to have you again in other shows.
Yes, whenever you want.
Some Russian stuff, or no.
No,
or not.
It's enough.
Yeah, and thank you very much for listening, and that's it.
Yeah, thank you, goodbye.
Goodbye. Burst.co.uk.
Something like...